Community Development Committee to order for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021 at 6:30 PM. We have Counselor Wells, Counselor Leach, and Director Capping, and myself here. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Approval of the minutes for April 7th, 2021.
Good to me.
Look good. The Scandy Run street closure request.
Okay, so once again, Scandy Run has submitted a request to hold their 47th annual Scandy Run on August 14th, 2020. The South Valley Athletic Club, which is the same club that's been running it for the last few years, sent me the request. I spoke with Chief Morris and Chief Brandon Nickel, and neither have submitted any objections to having this event. I used the same street closure conditions of approval as last year, so nothing's changed there. So their request and their conditions of approval are attached for your review.
And everything went well last year, didn't it?
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some concerns about some garbage pickup? Was that the Scandy Run last year?
No.
That wasn't it. Okay.
No, they do a decent job of cleaning up after themselves, and we provide dumpsters down at the park for them. And
okay, I might be thinking of something else. Okay. I think it's great, especially if it's same as it's been. No changes.
Yeah, but I think people are thrilled enough to have back to normal.
Yep.
Okay, so sounds like I should prepare that for the July council meeting.
Works for me.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, business registry.
Okay, so Mayor Fiesig asked me to look into coming up with some kind of a business registry so that we know what businesses are in town and we could share that information with the chamber. So I had Terry do a lot of research on it, and there's some information attached that what cities do it, what they want in their registry, what they charge for the registry, which was one of the things that Councilor Washburn wanted when he was on this committee. He wanted to know what other people charged. I think we could make it fairly simple and fairly inexpensive. If we wanted to do something like this, we could probably just say it's like $25 a year for any business that wants to be in town, have them sign up for a business license. But on the other hand, do you want staff to do that and track that? So it's really something that the mayor was pretty passionate about, and she wanted me to get it in front of you guys to see what you guys thought about that. I think in some aspects it's a really good thing that we know what businesses are in town. It's definitely something that would put more work on Terry's plate to, you know, get those business licenses out, track those every year, who's due, who's not due. So there's some behind the scenes work that's going to need to go into this. I don't know, looking through all the stuff that Terry did for me and pulled the research, I don't know if I like picking and choosing what businesses have to have a business license. I mean, if we're going to do it, let's just do it. That's my personal opinion. That way it's not like, well, you know, Miss Leach has a business, she's got to pay $25, but Mr. Wells has a business, he doesn't have to pay. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem very kosher to me, yeah. Although some cities do it. But again, it was my job to get it in front of you guys for you guys to open the discussion. I'm not really looking for any type of decision tonight, just kind of get the ball rolling. If you guys want to make a decision tonight, that's fine too. I don't care. But I do want you guys to be aware that this will involve staff time and work. This isn't something we just go, well, we're going to do this and it's easy. It's going to take a little planning on our part. So.
One of the first things I wrote down, who's going to take care of all of this?
Well, if I, you know, it'd be easy for me to say just Terry, but it's not going to just be Terry. It's going to be City Hall staff.
That's right.
Yeah, of course.
So,
working for a neighboring city in the past that does do business license, I did that. And it was extremely time consuming. It was very difficult. It is not just for like one person can be able to do it, especially with the size of Junction City and it, you know, growing. I could see it maybe being beneficial for smaller cities, but for I'm struggling here with the right words.
You know me, just spit it out. Yeah. I'll have Tiffany delete it off the tape if I need to.
I think it's I could see if it was a small town and they wanted to keep track of something and start it, but I think to start fresh now with the size of Junction City, it is. Terry might quit over it. I don't know. Because I have done it before. It is extremely time consuming. And then you've got to think, what classifies as a business? What if they run their business out of their home? Is that different? Do you charge them different? If right. it's, what if they don't have customers that come? And so they just, people, we had a lot of that where they would start disputing, you know, I run, some, you know, it's all completely over the internet. Nobody comes to my house. My client base is in
right.
China.
Well, and here's the other thing that I thought about, too, is you take all the existing businesses that are in town now. Are they exempt from paying that $25? They just enter the registry, and then next year they have to pay? I don't know how that would work out. It gets really muddy for me. But all those questions that you bring up are all the answers I'm looking for from you all.
I don't want to upset our current business owners, and I don't... You know, I don't know where that fine line would be to start fresh either. I have done it in the past. I don't want to compare us to Eugene because we're nowhere near that in sizes, but I don't see what the purpose would be. And then what's the purpose of the charging a fee?
Just to pay for staff time.
Yeah, and...
That's really what you're covering.
I would rather our staff be doing something better with their time. That's my opinion. I don't know how you guys feel.
I have a couple issues on it. First, I was not only like the, whatever the dollar figure is that we would charge, you know, we would have to have it pretty laid out what they're used for and not used for.
Yeah.
Because, and I think of. All the time that somebody was suggest we put another tax on top of our businesses, just starting or hopefully coming out of the pandemic, I think it's a horrible timing issue, and I think it would be not a very good PR issue, and it shouldn't be. It would look bad for the city. I think, Gary, to answer your question, if the council wanted this, and if we do things on fiscal years, or I mean, go by our fiscal calendar, but I don't think we could have it passed by July, probably. You know, to go July 1 to June. That would be pretty hard to do.
I wouldn't even have the framework laid out for you by then.
But I mean, I would say it would go into effect into the next following year, the following fiscal.
Well, if this is something y'all, and it sounds like you're leaning towards, I don't really like this idea.
No, that's where I am.
Then it's gonna die here. I'm not going to continue to take it to council. I'll just let the mayor know I brought it to the community development meeting, and it wasn't in favor of moving forward. And
that's kind of where everything you two brought up, I have wrote down, and like I say, of all the times coming out of a pandemic. To say, and by the way, we're going to charge you to be in business, and you have to have a license. And again, all I thought about was Terry. I mean, and like you said, it's going to take more than Terry to do this and to keep track of it. And setting up fees. I remember a few years ago that the chamber tried to do a map of the businesses in town.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, by the time they got around to doing the maps, half the businesses were gone.
They've all changed.
And I don't like to say that, but that's exactly what happens in Junction City. So many come and go, which that's just life in the big city. But I just am not in favor of this at all at this time. I just think it's poor timing, and we try to work real hard at being business friendly. And I think right now this isn't being very friendly, not to our businesses.
And I
that's
think
just me.
Too, with social media, it's so easy to Google something near me or whatever that it's called, you know, like restaurants near me or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so easy to use social media. And even if it's, you know, even if it's not something that has its own building and a big name or whatever, you know, we've got Facebook and we got all these other things that you, the community pages that people can use and get, you know, hopefully a ton of positive responses.
Yes.
That's a risky take.
But
I just don't think it's a great idea.
Okay. I've got the answer I need, and I'll relay that to the mayor, and we'll go from there.
And the way I look at it, if that's something that the chamber wants, then maybe they should go to their membership, and then they should come to us with a presentation. Because it would show them as the initiator of this, and not us.
Yeah, and I think it's good to partner, I want to work well with the chamber.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, it's a very, very important.
Work well with like our partners and stuff, but I just don't think this is good timing for this right now. Plus, have been doing it in the past. It's I know what goes into it.
You know,
I don't wish that.
Yeah. You speak from experience.
Your staff did a good job on everything. All the information
was
in here for all the different cities and how it was presented.
Yes, it was
so
great.
So I wanted to say thank you and let them know we appreciate it.
I will do that.
Yes, please do.
All right, the agenda forecaster review.
Okay, so Queerest Undercurrent is the two items that were on your agenda tonight. And pretty much everything else stayed the same. Is there anything that you guys can think of you'd like to add to the agenda forecaster?
Yes. I was going to bring this up under other business, but this might be better. Is we have our 150th anniversary for the city coming up next year, and we have done nothing to plan or prepare for it. I don't know if this is the right committee to get that the ball rolling on that, but that's a pretty big milestone, and I, you know, if we can just do something at this committee level, get stuff started or something.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the right committee either, but I will ask the question. If it is, I'll put it on your guys' agenda forecaster and see what happens. July is really a horrible month for me for meetings.
It's a year, right?
It's a year, but just trying to think of what we would need to do to prepare. Like,
this did come up before with previous council, and I don't know if that particular member is still working on something like that, but I could reach out to them too to see if they are. But let me speak with the city administrator and see where this should land. I mean, maybe this is the right committee.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know what y'all want to do for it, but I got a heck of a banner on 6th Street.
That
you do.
Is the most awesome thing. Yeah. That was great, Gary. People are so thrilled with that banner.
Jeremy had a lot to do with that banner.
Oh,
so.
That was awesome.
That they got a hold of you and thank you.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Well, there was a lot of questions about who did it, and I'm not the type of person that's going to get on anything and say who did it. It's,
right.
Yep.
Well, I agree.
It was done for the city, no matter who did it. And
exactly. It doesn't matter. You're
so
right.
We bought that for Memorial Day, of course, Flag Day, 4th of July. Since they're all so close, we may leave it up for all of those, and then we'll pull it down and do President's Day and that type of stuff. But
no, I just thought it was great.
And then I loved the one comment on social media where it says, nobody told me it lit up.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, what are the lights up there for? But I mean, it was awesome. And then
yes.
Yeah, there was some good pictures posted on social media about it too. And I stay off the community page, but my wife's on there, so I get a little tidbits of what she wants me to hear. So
the good stuff.
Yes.
Also for the, I mean, I have lots of ideas.
And good.
So shoot me down if you guys want.
Okay.
But Also, I was wondering about, I know we used to have, was it like called downtown beautification and other stuff? So kind of to piggyback off of that whole thought.
I've kind of left that on there as pending business under downtown plan.
Okay.
So that's still on there.
Okay.
Which I will lean in on this one now because the lights got delayed a little bit. They're supposed to be here at the end of June now.
Okay. So.
But they're coming.
They are coming. They just got, they had a little bit of a back order when I ordered 54 of them. So.
I thought. No, we'll have to have a party down there when those babies go up.
And then with the downtown plan, I know we had talked about in the past, like a reader board at the town, and then I can't remember, did we just forget about that? Did we decide anything on
that? We kind of need to stop loaning money out of the fund that's created for that.
And what fund is that?
That's the tourism fund. It's rural tourism. It's S. I'd have to look it up again to give you the acronym. But... yes, reader board. I can start working on that again.
The reader board
itself isn't all that expensive. The surrounding around of what you want it to look like could get expensive, and then tying in with where do we put that alongside the highway? Will ODOT give us permission? Yeah. Can we get power from the neighboring partners? So those are things that I can start working on. I'll add it under pending business if that's okay.
Unless you guys have...
No, in fact, this was talked about a few years ago and kind of ran into a snag Highway 99.
Yeah, it's been talked about a lot. I think I could get guaranteed to play along pretty good, although they sold their trailer lots.
Yeah, I knew that.
So, did they sell the land or did they just sell the trailers? I don't know. It's something I can reach out to Marty and talk to him about. The other thing that I thought about, because we have a Y at the other end, well, not really a Y now, but it used to be a Y, is not putting a reader board till like the end of where Safeway's gas station would be on 99. So both sections would be able to see it.
Okay, yeah.
I think that'd be great.
So I've got some ideas that are still floating around in there. It's just we kind of, the whole pandemic hit and we just slid on everything. So.
Yeah.
I think everybody's like right at the beginning really afraid to spend money and do a whole lot
That's kind of what that tourism money is giving us to us for, is to do things like that to promote business, to be able to promote things that are going on in the city. And it would be nice if we could just scroll up there, hit the iPad, type in what we wanted to say and be on our way. There's lots of events that happen here that nobody knows about because we can't get the message out. And now the Dutch Brothers is there and we made them plant trees on both sides of the reader board. You can't really read it.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It's like we get complaints about all the time. I can't see the reader board. I know, but we told them to plant trees and now you're like, tell them to cut them down. It's like,
make up your mind.
Kind of, so. Okay, I will add that, and I will talk to Jason about the 150th. Anything else you guys would like to see on there?
I think that as far as the flowers and that kind of stuff, and in front of the businesses, they kind of take care of themselves now? The businesses take care of them?
If there's flowers out there, yeah, we haven't been planting
them. Okay, I was just curious if that was something that still went on or not. And
If a business chooses to do it, they've been doing it.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's something that once we get the lights up, we want to come back and revisit like planter boxes and maybe what that would look like if we decide we like them or don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, it's do we want to go through the expense to put water to the ones we can, or do we want to work with the businesses to try and help take care of some ownership in those planter boxes?
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes that's better if they do take some
if
ownership.
It and remember.
Yeah. And it's just, how do we want to do that? Because I know where we have conduit, and I know where we don't have conduit. So that's all going to depend on how we want to get down that road.
And how expensive it would be, too, that part.
Yeah. So, okay.
Because I'm all for sprucing up our curb appeal for the town.
Well, yes. I think once the lights get in, then it's, that's going to start getting some interest.
Motivation. And
these business owners are going to start getting
yep.
positive about these things.
Motivation, yeah, yep. because it has it's a direct reflection of their storefront or right. their
yeah.
You know, so I think yeah, the lights and stuff will definitely motivate. Hopefully.
Yep. Well, you feel good about your city.
Yeah. And if it looks good, it people will want to come.
Yep.
And more business. In. All right. So I think we kind of covered 6 and 7 at the same time. The forecast or another business, or do we have something?
I have one other piece of other business that I'd like to at least bring to your attention. It will go to the full council because that's where it came from. But I want everybody to know that I haven't forgot. I've been working on this for the last probably almost a year now that it got brought in. And that's the alley at the Raven. So I've had a couple contractors look at that half alley, and both of them are like right around $10,000, but both of them said neither one of them would do it unless it was engineered because they don't think it'll drain. So I had our engineer look at it and give me an engineer's estimate how much he would charge to engineer it. I've got that back. That engineer's estimate is $11,700 to engineer it, and then we'd have to pay on top of that the $10,000 for them just to lay the asphalt. That's my crew pulling out the asphalt that's there and my crew rocking it. So I will be bringing this all to the council for you guys to make a decision whether you want me to move forward on that or just patch that alley up and go on. It's really a council decision because that's where it came from for me to look into it. So just kind of giving you guys a heads up what's coming. I don't like to hit anybody blindside, so I want to make sure you have all the information. So. Other than that, I don't have anything else because I already told you when those lights are coming in.
So, real quick, is it the back side between the Raven and B&I and then the back of all of those out to, what is this, Green?
That's from the Bob's Fence to 6th Street.
Back here.
Just that alley is 10,000 plus what my staff... The $11,700 would do the design for that and the one behind it. But yeah, we'll have all of 25-ish grand into a half alley. So.
And here's like what I'm like yikes, but at the same time, you know, especially our alleys in the downtown area, I want them to be safe. For people to walk through, I want them to be like also wheelchair. If people want to cut through with wheelchair, you know, like I don't want somebody in a wheelchair stuck in a
yeah. And I guess for me,
can't get out.
For me, if I'm spending $25,000 on an alley to make it an improved alley, that wouldn't be the one I would pick because that's not a through alley.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my dilemma with it, but
yeah.
It's your guys' decision, and I will do whatever you direct me to do. So.
Wow.
And I know that has some serious drainage problems, right? Doesn't it fill up with water?
Well, there's a pretty significant spot in the middle that could use some patching, and we could do it. You know, I mean, we have some machines now where we could cut out a square and patch it and hopefully get it to drain. But I think to get that alley to drain right, we're looking at some significant work. Like all the alleys. That's why most of them are rock.
Yeah.
They're not paved because they don't drain.
Yeah.
I
nor were they designed to drain, really.
Well, that's,
so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I just wanted to mostly be safe, you know, if people... Now I don't know how much traffic goes through there since Bob put the fence up, but...
Did the owner of the Raven uses it for parking, and then the owner of Max Porter's uses the gravel one for parking?
Yeah.
And that's about the extent of it outside of our garbage truck going in there a couple times a week to pick up garbage.
Yeah.
So not a lot of traffic in there.
So would that alley be used during Scandi Fest for Bucks? Or
they did not use it last year for Box.
I didn't know if that would be like another.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think like other ways to maybe justify.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
to justify the expense where if part of some displays could be down there or, you know,
yeah.
truck, you know, I'm just throwing, you know, something from Scandi could be down there.
because I don't want it to be unsafe if we're going to try to make it useful.
Right, and I think, you know, I mean, like I said, I'll do whatever you guys instruct me to do, one way or the other, whether I agree or disagree doesn't really matter. But if you choose the path of let's fix what's there, we've got better equipment where we can go back and cut a square out.
I think
hot patch that, make it a little more permanent than throwing some cold patch in it. It'll last for a while and then it comes out. So.
I think we've got the equipment, might as well use it.
We have it. Yes. We have it all now. We have the new excavator's in, the new backhoe's in, the crack seal machine's in, the hot box is in. So all of that's on site now.
It's outstanding.
My building, I don't know if Jason got your update out to you or not. The building, we've got all the siding up, all the, they're working on some trim. I've got to dig in a conduit for the electrical. And then the tag's going to come out and do all the electrical work in it. I'm waiting on a roll-up door from overhead. I got to put a man door in, but it's essentially, the building itself is done.
Good.
Rock is almost done. We still got asphalt to do at a later date, but it's getting really close where we can start stacking material in there for these projects and keep it out of the weather. So it'll be really good for us. So
that's good. I did have a positive for the bills when they come out. Not that I like the bill, but the sheets that you are handing out now are so informative, and people really like them. I think I can't remember.
That's
what
probably
was.
Between Mike and Jason. Honestly,
yeah, it's
so.
Really, really good.
Yeah, good.
Really good. What's going on? What the money is going for, and what you're doing with the water, and they're just. Really,
yeah,
we've got
that flyer coming out soon too about what all the public works projects that are happening this summer. So that'll
wonderful.
Be coming out soon.
Yep.
Yeah. Jason's still folding. I folded a bunch at the last council meeting because he was gone. I had to run the council meeting, so I folded a bunch while he was there. But I mean, we've got 2,800 double sheets that have to be folded by hand, and he's been folding most of them. So I'll give him a little credit for that. So.
Well, I just think it's great. People like information,
yeah.
And they like to know what's going on.
All right.
All right, anything else? Pretty good?
I'm good.
All right, did we have anybody from the public?
You have Miss Sue Huntley on the phone. And I can open it up for Q&A if you...
Q&A session has started.
So... Miss Huntley, you are live. If you want to talk, you can push *6. She is muted. Doesn't look like it. She's all locked up. Mic's closed, so. That she's the only one on.
Well, we appreciate you being on here, Sue. You get super excited when I have somebody from the public listening.
When you have an audience.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for checking to see if there was.
That was
very, very, that's the way it should be.
Thank you. All right, then we will go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 7:00.
All righty.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Yeah.